genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
The Steve Gruber Show. I'm Katie Hyde from the Michigan Talk Network, filling in for him all this week. And this is, of course, today. And glad that you are with us. I'm reading an article from the militarytimes.com, and this is what it says there. Russia's strategic nuclear forces chief says its new weapons will be capable of neutralizing any potential missile defenses. Russia's strategic missile forces commander said Wednesday in remarks carried by the Russian news agencies that the nation's military planners have taken into account the emerging potential of NATO's U.S.-led missile defenses. Yikes, this is a lot to break down, and I need help doing that. That's why we have on the line Michaela Dodge. She specializes in missile defense, weapons modernization, and arms control as the policy analyst for defense and strategic policy at the Heritage Foundation. Michaela, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you help break this issue down for us?
So basically what the Russians are saying is, we, Russia, can blackmail you whenever we want with our nuclear-tipped ballistic missiles because we can reach you and you have no way to defend yourself. And unfortunately, for now, that's true, but I think it's very important that we change that in the future.
What does this mean for the U.S., then, in terms of our relationship with them or stepping up our strategy?
For the United States, it's really not news. Russia has always been able to overcome U.S. missile defense system. We have chosen to limit our missile defenses in a way that would not be capable to address Russian ballistic missiles, be it because of quantity, be it because of quality, number of warheads. But it is a real problem because Russia has shown that it's willing to threaten us with nuclear attacks.
And what, having this knowledge, what could be the impact of that or the ripple effect? What are we looking at?
Basically, what Russia is doing, what nuclear forces are to Russia, is sort of this big blanket under which it can blackmail our allies, it can conduct conventional operations in places like Ukraine, it can threaten to escalate conflicts, and that's a very difficult problem for us because we don't have same interests as Russia, and in fact our interests are quite contrary to the Russians. So we will have to reassess our strategic relationship with Russia. We will have to reassess our missile defense plans, and we will have to take into account Russia's aggressive actions.
This seems reminiscent of the Cold War. Is this like a new Cold War era that we're coming into?
It is not Cold War as we know it. It is a different stage of conflict. But, of course, we know that history informs the way conflicts unfold in the future. So, you know, there are a little flashback moments when that sounds very familiar to us and to people who have worked Russian issues for a long time.
What kind of power hold does this give Putin? Does this give him more or less power?
Again, Russia has always had this capability, so it doesn't really change in terms of more or less power. But he is playing Russia's hand very well in terms of their nuclear weapons. And unfortunately, with the reset policy, we kind of set ourselves up for failure in our relationship with Russia. So again, we will have to reassess what Russia stands for, what kind of relationship we want to have, and what kind of power we want to give to Russia.
What kind of effect does this have on NATO?
On NATO, the situation is very difficult because some allies are more vulnerable and are targets of Russian threats more often than others. And so what Russia has been doing is it's been trying to split NATO and trying to split European states and tip them against each other and against the United States. It's very important that the United States maintains engaged in Europe, that it provides that source of unity for the Europeans. And I think that's going to be objective of our policy in the years ahead.
Well, that's kind of along the lines of my next question here. How are the countries in that region reacting to this?
They are worried. They're increasing their defense budgets. They are looking for the U.S. leadership. They want the United States present. And initially, the administration did a very poor job with European NATO allies. But the Russian actions showed that getting U.S. disengaged is not a way to go. It creates more dangerous environment, more unstable environment for both the United States and our allies.
How would you alluded to that a little bit. How would you assess the job that the U.S. has done so far?
Oh, so far, we have done very poor job in terms of managing our relationship with the Russians. We have done poor job in terms of arms control with Russians. We are doing kind of a medium job on missile defense, where we are proceeding with the missile defense program, but not in a way that would in any shape or form impact Russia's strategic calculus. And, you know, there are many bad things happening around the world that eventually will have impact on us.
And what might that impact be?
So we've seen infiltration of ISIS in the United States. We are seeing more unstable, more dangerous Middle East. We are seeing problems in Syria that used to have chemical weapons or has chemical weapons. Where do these weapons go? Who has them? Who possesses them? All of these questions have a significant impact in terms of where these weapons emerge, who will be their target, and the U.S. Is a potential target. It always is.
Michaela Dodge, she specializes in missile defense, weapons modernization, and arms control for the Heritage Foundation. Michaela, thank you so much for being with us and breaking this down.
Thank you so much, and happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday, and Merry Christmas.
To you, too.
It's 7:25. You're listening to Katie Hyde on The Steve Gruber Show.